The members of Ann Arbor band Hollow and Akimbo could be called production perfectionists. They released their first full-length album in February and even took the time to record their half of our interview from Ann Arbor. I talked with Hollow and Akimbo's Brian Konacek and Jonathan Visker before their show at Taste of Kalamazoo tomorrow night.
My name's Mike Higgins. I play drums in the band. My role is to keep everything basically on time.
All right.
My name is Brian Konacek. I play mostly guitar, a little bit of keyboard, and backup vocals when it's needed.
My name is Jonathan Visker, and I sing lead vocals, do bass, and some electronics stuff.
And I heard that you guys were actually a duo for a long time, and then just recently you became a trio.
When we worked on the first album, it was mostly just me and Brian. This is Jonathan talking. It was mostly me and Brian working on it, but when it came time to play live, of course, you need to complete the band, and up to that point we hadn't known quite who should play drums for this band, and we met Mike, and it was clear that he was just unbeatable for the style that we were going for.
And can you describe your music before we get into things?
I would say it's it kind of plays off the name a little bit. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun there, if you're going to ask what the name means, but sort of plays off the name in that we try to have some rigid, jagged elements with guitar and percussion sort of the backbone of some ethereal stuff in the vocals and electronic that kind of plays off that.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of our listeners would understand what hollow means, you know, even if they're not a musical person. But talk a little, what does akimbo mean?
Akimbo, we're referencing, I think it means a few different things in different contexts, but the context we reference it in is sort of the position of having like your hips, your hands on your hips in like sort of a defiant, strong position, like no one's going to pass by you. And so for us, it relates to the music and the sort of more jagged, as Brian said, post-punk aspects of the music and the strong kind of harder beats that we tend to go for.
And this question is for Jonathan. In a previous interview, you said that you often start writing a song after hearing a bit of sound that's got something, you know, something special about it. Can you kind of give an example of that?
Sure. I mean, in modern recording, the modern recording world, it's an endless chain of basically sound sources and processors, and you can turn any. I would be pretty confident that we could take any random small sound that someone might make in their kitchen or anything, just, you know, an interesting bowl getting hit with a spoon, and you can turn that into an entire song itself just by manipulating the audio. And so that's kind of what I mean, is just, you know, you live your life and you're surrounded by sound all of the time, and every once in a while something just catches your ears. Oh, that's special. Or especially once you become familiar with all the tools, you know, well, that doesn't sound that special like that, but it would sound really special through, you know, this warbly delay into reverb, into this, you know, phaser, whatever combination of things that you want to do. So that's sort of where that comes from. It's just living your life, hearing sounds, and always being tuned in to that a special sound can happen at any moment.
Is there anything else that inspires you to write music, you know, other than hearing that great beat?
I think lately we've been really inspired by visual elements that were currently trying to incorporate into the live show. So a lot of that, it kind of goes hand in hand when we're writing new music, especially we're thinking about visuals, and when we're seeing visuals, we're thinking about the music. So I think, sort of as John just said, you know, living your life and seeing anything in your day-to-day, in a movie or outside, the way the light reflects off something can make you think about music in a different way.
So you've been a band for a while, but you just released your first full-length album in February. You know, how did that feel?
It felt great. I mean, it was we sort of worked on it in somewhat isolation, on and off, for a while, but it didn't really become a band until last fall when we put out our first EP and started to look at playing some shows. It was really just me and Brian spending a lot of time in the studio hanging out as we kind of always have. And now it very much feels like a band with the addition of Mike. But certainly the album coming out felt like the culmination of an insane amount of work and care. So it felt like quite a triumph.
Right. And you're actually signed to the label Quite Scientific Records, which anymore is becoming not such a common thing to be part of a label. Was that a hard decision to make?
It wasn't. We certainly thought a lot about what it meant to us to be on a label, and we could picture certain scenarios in which we might prefer to be on a label or prefer not to be on a label. But what it really came down to was meeting with the Quite Scientific guys and realizing how level-headed and smart and efficient they are. And the efficiency is something that we kind of pride ourselves on, because we do all the recording and mixing and mastering and everything ourselves. So we work with really low budgets and can get a lot out of it, which is something that Quite Scientific is really, we realized that they were on the same page with that. They like to get a lot of things happening without having to just pour money endlessly into something. And so we just really liked the guys, and it was clear that it was something that we wanted to do. And it doesn't hurt that their office is about a mile from my house, so we can see them really easily whenever we want.
You guys have a lot of digital elements in your music. One example I can think of is on your EP Singularity. You have the original song as I assume you first mixed it, but also four different remixes. You know, do you enjoy changing the feel of a song that you've created?
That EP was a remix by other artists who were given the chance to, you know, reinterpret the song, which is always interesting, because you're just sending an artist who most times you've never met and you don't have the opportunity to talk to them or anything. So you're sending these basic files of the track that you recorded and that you put your heart into, your time and energy, and giving them a vocal and then giving them a drum track, and they're completely reimagining it and through their world and through their lens. So it's always interesting to hear how other people approach what they hear and how they're able to arrange it.
That's really brave to kind of let somebody take your music like that, you know, and do their own thing with it. Why did you decide to make that decision?
I mean, it's not uncommon today for people to want to do that a lot, but for us, it came down to that we had through our label, Quite Scientific, some really great connections to fantastic artists with very distinct sonic identities, I guess. And we just knew, they knew exactly whose hands to put it in to get something really cool out of it. And we certainly were really happy with the results. It was it's just great to hear your original idea, as Brian said, filtered through somebody's world of sound that they've built up over a life of developing their tastes and their techniques. And it's amazing. It really helps you understand and realize how distinct different artists can be, because they always sound like themselves, even when they're building on top of your bricks. And that's a really cool thing.
And thinking about working with these digital tools and, you know, also mixing in, you know, your own drums and things like that, you know, is it hard to figure out when a song is done? You know, when you have all these tools at your disposal?
It can be, and I think we're getting better at figuring out when they are done. I think the reason that we're getting better about it is that the more you realize how outside of your kind of hyper-focused studio environment, where you're putting every sound under the microscope and agonizing over every, you know, half second of music and what it all means and how it ties together, and then you take it out in the real world and you realize that it mostly just matters if the groove connects with people and the emotion is something that people are going to want to share with you, you know, or share or have you share with them. And so we've kind of come to realize that, you know, it's done when every time you put it on, you just feel good and get excited.
This is a question that I don't usually ask, but your album art is so beautiful and interesting. You know, who does your album art?
Thank you for talking about that, actually. Our album art is, we love it too, and it's by our friend Chris Everhart, who is a Michigan-based artist. He works under the name The Silent Giants, and pretty much any chance that we get to ever do anything with him, we always love to, because you hand him music and he hands you back something that's way better than anything you ever could have imagined, and feel really fortunate to have him work on our stuff.
Well, and I feel like it really fits with the feel of the band too.
Yeah, he's a very sensitive artist too, and he loves music deeply, and that I think that makes a big difference in that when you're trying to turn it into a visual.
And so what's next for you guys? Are you thinking of recording or a tour or?
What's next is studio work, more recording, more development of ideas, just basically getting to know each other musically on an even deeper level, and touring as much as we can.
Any plans for an album anytime soon?
Oh, yes. We are actually working on that right now. I mean, we aren't sure yet if it's going to turn out to be an EP or get blown up into a full album, but we are actively going through new songs. We're actually playing some new songs at the Kalamazoo show as well. Three new ones are working their way into the set already.
Thank you guys so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Hollow and Akimbo will play Taste of Kalamazoo tomorrow night at 8.